Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday, and we're live right now at 11 a.m. You are welcome to call in, should you like to, at 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com or you can tweet me at Bruce Allen. That's S like in stupid. Who are you calling stupid? I got a tweet that I just have to share because it's so fun. And we are live from Windmill Duke. It says, I got it. Bruce's radio voice online. Does everyone know he's getting his hair dyed tomorrow? Thank you very much, Duke. I really, really appreciate it.
What hair?
Thank you, Wayne. In case you didn't know, Wayne is actually in studio today. So if you have a video feed, you can see his very handsome mug, which is right next to me. And we are competing for who has the least amount of hair. I think I'm winning. Our next segment is with Wayne Levine of for the men's room. And it is sponsored, this segment, by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. And you can reach them at npeer.com. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. And since I have him here, I'm not going to bother with his whole bio because I want to get right to...
No, please. I want to hear every word.
I kiss your butt enough. I think I'm going to let you kiss mine a little for a change. I think you've forgotten how.
I thought you were going to suggest that I kiss my own butt since I'm here in studio.
I don't know. I'd like to see that.
I'm more likely to do than kiss yours.
Okay. What was that phrase of bend over and kiss your butt goodbye? Something that had to do with the nuclear disaster when we were kids. I remember seeing that.
I felt that way coming into the studio with you, actually.
Wow, today. Thank you very much. So, Wayne, welcome back to the show for our first in-person appearance, so
to
speak.
It's a big day.
And it is fun. We had a great time driving up here, and Wayne's going to tell you all about the story he shared with me on the way up here later. But
what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Oh, well. Anyway, couples need couples. That is our subject today, Wayne, and I thought you might want to just give us some feedback, and we'll go from there.
Well, couples need couples. I don't know. You know, you had mentioned in the previous segment how couples need other couples so that they are told the truth, you know, that they give each other the truth. I don't know if that happens so much. I think it's difficult. It's very difficult to find couples that you're comfortable with to go out with and spend time. As you mentioned in the column, I don't know if you read it, but all the various relationships that have to work out to make it work.
Yes, I didn't mention that.
And that's why, you know, I've been married almost 30 years, and it's important for me to have my men that I really enjoy to be being with, and it's important for my wife to have her women she really enjoys being with, and it's become less important for us to try to find those couples.
Because so we agree? Is that what you're saying?
Probably. It's difficult. But, you know, but at the same time, there are things that I get from being with the men that I can't possibly get by being in mixed company with the couples. And so, you know, I really value that time. And so there's less energy nowadays trying to find those couples, whereas earlier on, we spent a lot of time trying to find the couples, trying to make it work.
So did you find them, number one? And did you maintain any of those relationships now 30 years later?
No.
No, you never found that really deep couple, deep close couple that you would, say, travel with and that everybody got along with everybody?
No, we barely enjoyed traveling with each other, so it was hard for us to find another couple to travel
with. Okay, that's a joke because I know you have a good marriage. I want to be serious for a minute. Did you really not find a couple that really you could enjoy and were honest with each other?
There were individuals, but I think for the most part, no. We never had that as couples. And in fact, we never traveled with couples. That was not part of our upbringing, and so it wasn't part of our lives. And, you know, we enjoyed being with each other. It wasn't a void that we felt we needed to fill.
Well, another aspect of this, which you're living now, and I actually talked about this in the first segment, which is I tend to learn from my friends who are ahead of me, and the one area that you actually are ahead of me on is that your kids are older.
Yes.
So you are dealing seriously with an empty nest now, although the kids are back for summer. Has that changed how you relate to other couples, or has that changed your friendships in any way, that now that the kids are largely out of the house?
You know, I'm probably not the best guy to talk to about this because we're very much loners. We enjoy ourselves. We enjoy what we have together. We enjoy being in our house. We enjoy having dinners. You know, we enjoy doing things on our own. So it's not something that we seek out. And I would imagine there are a lot of couples that are perfectly comfortable not being that social. And because I have so much interaction with especially men all day long, that I'm happy to not socialize on my off hours. I'm really comfortable just being with my wife.
It's very interesting. It's very interesting. The other thing I actually don't know, as well as I know you, is do you and your wife share a large number of common interests?
No. And that was, I've tried various times for us to overlap, but she has things that she particularly is passionate about, and they're not necessarily my interests.
And yet, I know this for a fact. I know you have a good marriage. So it kind of begs the question that I've often believed, which is that certain common interests are really important. You have survived very well, not that you haven't had ups and downs, without having them. And I think part of that is that you both really do have good separate friends. In your case, I know you have good men friends.
You know, it's not so much the common interests. I think it's more the common values. That's what keeps us together in terms of how we raise the kids and how we do the important things in our lives that we need to do together. That's not a problem. But when it comes to what she's interested in, I'm interested, they don't need to overlap. And I think there are a lot of young people who feel that they need to have all those interests in common for the relationship to be strong. And after a while, men, it goes for both men and women, but I'll just talk to the men. You know, after a while, you're wishing that your wife wasn't golfing with you. You know, because you'd rather be with the guys.
You know, we're going to talk about this probably a little further in the dating segment, but just about every dating ad begins with something like, I like skiing, I like golf, do you? And they don't say, my values are based on this, this, and this.
Right.
And I do agree with you that the values are more important than liking to golf together. Although the irony, of course, is my wife now, the first thing she said in her profile, because I met her online, was, do you ski? And we happened, as luck would have it, to both share skiing and common values. But that is what most people do. They think the common interest will bond them when, as you say, the common values are infinitely more important, especially when kids are involved.
But now, looking back, have you skied as much as you thought you would when you first saw the personal?
In the dating phase, yes. In real life, no.
You mean things changed after you got married? Bum, bum, bum.
I hate to say it. I have an email for us, Wayne, and it's right on topic, and we only have 1 minute, so we're going to have to do this quickly. Dear Wayne and Bruce, I can't stand my wife's best friend or her husband, yet my wife is always inviting them over and pushing their friendship. What should I do? Signed, Suffering in Silence.
Well, you probably suffer about a lot of other things, too. The fact that you can't stand them, but they're best friends with your wife, suggests to me that there might be some little boy issues. You know, if there's something really deep that needs to be discussed, then you need to learn how to talk to your wife about it. If not, maybe it's just you who has to grow up a little bit and become a little bit more tolerant.
Little boy. Is that something that is a subject in your book by any chance?
Well, it is one of the main chapters, Learn to Silence the Little Boy. We're going to be talking about that in our special show, aren't we?
We are indeed. And we are out of time for this segment. Wayne will be back for our dating segment. Where can people reach you, Wayne?
Bettermen.org. All the answers you need to be the man you want to be.
Thank you, North Pier, for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.